Good morning, Bert. Nice to have you here again.
Good morning, Tom. How you doing?
I'm great. So let's talk about the Veterans Center in Farmington to start off, because this is kind of the regional Veterans Center that most of the vets in this area probably are familiar with at some point. What kind of services and programs are they providing out of there?
Well, you know, most of what they do is what they call readjustment counseling. So when a veteran gets out of from service, he comes home. There's a difference between, I guess we can start there, the difference between what Rick Torres does, our county service officer, versus what the Vet Center does. So the Vet Center does actually works with doing readjustment counseling. We have some out there, not just females, but males that have military sexual trauma, that they can deal with those kind of issues, deal with post-traumatic stress. They also do counseling, readjustment counseling for spouses and family members also, just so that they, that post-traumatic stress or just even daily issues, somebody that's been in or been deployed comes back, and the spouse has been taking care of the bills and taking care of the house and taking care of the kids, and they get back, and I think a lot of that is now they feel like they're not needed. So then they go into a state of depression. Next thing they know, they start self-medicating either by doing alcohol, drugs, that kind of stuff, and it basically destroys the family. Then you end up having domestic violence. They end up in court, on and on and on. So it's just like this great big giant snowball that those services are available that the Vet Center can do to stop those kind of issues before they even happen.
Are these support services free of charge to any veteran?
Yes. Yeah, most of all those, anything in the VA system is free. The only thing is that the other difference is between the VA healthcare system is you have to be enrolled in it, and you have to have a card. If you are a veteran and you have a 214, which everybody gets discharged does, then that's all you need to use the Vet Center. They're counseling.
So you don't even need to be enrolled in the VA center?
No. And I think was the whole premise in the beginning when the Vet Centers were created back in the day, I think back in the 60s and 70s, early 70s, is Max Cleland is the one that actually developed the Vet Centers so that they could be still under the umbrella of the VA, but they're different than the VA.
Okay. So all of the services that you've just been describing, the readjustment counseling, PTSD, all of these things are also actually available here in Cortez at the local Vet Center too.
Yeah, actually, Albert Gomez, who we've had on the radio before and interviewed him, he is one of the he's one of the counselors. He's also been promoted to the director of the Vet Center in Farmington. So one of his jobs is that he had been doing and still promotes that as his counselors get out in the field. As a matter of fact, he's on his way to Chinle, Arizona this morning to work with a veterans group down there. So he's available to do one-on-one counseling, group counseling that we do right here at the Veterans Outreach Center on First Street.
So if a vet locally here in Cortez, Montezuma County area, can they just walk into the Cortez Vet Center and get the kind of services? Do they need to go to Farmington first to kind of check in and get sort of set up there? How does that all work?
No, yes. They can. First, let's go back. It's not a vet center, okay, which we have. Everybody thinks that it's associated with the VA, and it's not. It's just it's the Veterans Outreach Center was developed around an idea, and it's just veterans in the local community with support of the DAV, the VFW, and the American Legion to staff the place and actually be there. If somebody needs some information or counseling or of some sort, then we can hook them up with the Vet Center out of Farmington. They're here every Wednesday, so they do one-on-one and they do group counseling. I think every other Wednesday. Matter of fact, I think this last Wednesday they had group Wednesday afternoon after they closed.
That's here in Cortez, you're talking about?
That's here in Cortez, yes. So we have that. Even vets say that. So you have the Vet Center, okay, which is under the umbrella of the VA, but it's not the VA. Okay, the VA is the healthcare system. So the VA healthcare system is different than what we have around here. So we have the Veterans Outreach Center, which is actually just supported by the local veterans for assistance. And then you have Rick Torres, who is the Montezuma County Veteran Service Officer, and his services help to do disability claims or any type of claims, the presumptive claims like Agent Orange and a whole bunch of things associated with Vietnam, also Persian Gulf, and now the new Iraq, Afghanistan. And so his job is different. So all of these organizations are all different, except I guess the main thing is we're all trying to help the veteran get things done.
Sure. And I think it's probably worth pointing out that Rick Torres really interfaces with the VA, and his services really relate to claims and working, getting a veteran to get their claims submitted to the VA.
Correct.
Okay.
Now, so what the outreach center was developed or came about was a place that a veteran could go to that needed some assistance to help maybe needed to hunt for a job. And we had available for them maybe a computer, maybe we had a job board where people could post they need work or stuff like that, which has actually helped out. We've had that work quite a bit. So that was the whole idea about that. Someplace somebody could go, we can help them and be the middleman for Rick, helping them put those claims together and gather the forms instead of going to Rick and have to go get another form and then come back and make another form and then back and forth and back and forth. That's where he can get it all together for him at one time, take it to Rick, and then Rick can sit and do his thing. And Rick actually position is paid through by the county and then works as a state county service officer. And they have to be certified. That's the other thing. They have to be certified to do this job.
Yeah, because they have to work the bureaucracy and administration of the Veterans
Administration. Yeah, I think that's probably the big deal. You have to be certified to be able to deal with all those crazy people.
Work all the angles, yeah. I want to touch briefly on another program. Tell me about the outdoor program that is offered through the Vet Center.
So Robert Lewis is one of the adjustment counselors at the Vet Center, and he comes up here with Albert. And not all the time, but he does come up and when they have a bigger load or vets to deal with. And so along with San Juan College, the vet group at the college have designed, put together this outdoor program, which includes the Four Corners area. So they do biking, hiking. They actually got a flag football team coming up, game coming up, and I can't remember. It's right there on the little list.
The flag football is Saturday, October 28th.
Yeah, October 28th, they're going to do some flag football. So those of you out there, vets that like to get beat up and bruised up,
hey, it's that's just flag football.
Yeah, it's just flag football. Well, yeah, football is football, you know. So anyway, so they're trying to put some stuff together to keep vets active, I guess. Kind of get them more involved with each other. I think the social media with the newer vets, the younger vets, is that social divide between face-to-face. And so if you want to get face-to-face, flag football is probably do it for you. Yeah? I mean, that's kind of what the deal with, Robert. Decided to put this all together, and along with I think it's Brad that works up there. So yeah. We have information, and we'll have it at the Vet Center, their phone numbers that you can get a hold of to find out all this other information that's going on at the Vet Center.
Great. So before we wrap up here, I wanted to give you a chance just to talk about some events coming up, because there's always events going on with the DAV and VFW and things that are happening.
Right. Okay, so Saturday, October 21st, at the Lewis Areola Community Center, the DAV is having a chili supper, a fundraiser. And the tickets are available still at the door and also at the Outreach Center at Charlie's Barbershop. Then they're also having, DAV is having a drawing, two quarter beef drawing, and it'll be held Friday, November 10th at the Veterans Outreach Center. I think that date's wrong, the 10th.
Okay, we'll have to check that.
No, it's November 10th, but I think the day is wrong. I don't think it's Friday.
Ah.
Now, that's my fault, I think. So Veterans Outreach. Anyway, November 10th, they'll be at the Veterans Outreach Center. Tickets are $5 each, six for $25. And they're available at the Reach Center and at Charlie's Barbershop. And that phone number is 565-4310. And also, Darla wanted me to mention that the annual craft fair will be held Saturday, November the 25th at the County Annex, and her phone number is 560-2793 for more information.
All right, Bert, always a pleasure. Thanks for being here again.
Yeah, it went by real fast.
You've been listening to KSJD's monthly Veterans Affairs program. I've been talking to Bert Valencia from VFW Post 5231 and Disabled American Vets Chapter 44. I'm Tom Yoder.